Hello, and thank you for listening. It is a Sunday morning here on Lotus Radio. It is the in-depth PSA program. I am your host, Ian Sorensen, and my first guest today, lovely lady by the name of Lisa Bonney from the Northern Nevada Center for Independent Living. In fact, you are the executive director of this organization. Is that right?
That is true.
All right. And well, why don't you give us, we got a lovely event we want to talk about a little later that's gotten national recognition.
Yes.
I want to stress that. But Lisa, I want to talk about the actual goals of your organization. What is the work that you do?
Great, Ian. The Northern Nevada Center for Independent Living has been here in the Northern Nevada area for over 30 years. And our goal is to work with people in our communities that have got intellectual, developmental, or physical disabilities, and they are looking to live independent lives. So we help them to articulate their goals, what it is they want, and then put a plan in place, you know, working with them. They tell us what they want. We help them figure out how to get it, whether that be living independently in the community. A lot of our people that we work with are called consumers because they are in control. Mm. And a lot of times our consumers want to live independently outside of their family home.
Okay.
So it's about understanding how to budget, understanding, you know, what the cost is of an apartment. And we do life skills training. So we help folks learn how to cook for themselves, how to do laundry, how to manage their money, any of those soft skills that they might need to be independent. We don't always provide all of the services, but we make it our business to know what's going on around town and who does what. If it's not something we actually are hands-on and do, we can connect them up with other organizations that provide the service or the piece of equipment that they require.
Okay, so you've kind of partnered with various organizations.
Definitely.
Around. So what kind of things do you not handle that you kind of have to
We don't
outsource?
Well, a good example would be, let's say you have an aging parent, and this happens to a lot of us.
Right.
And we want to see our parents safe in their homes, and most people are happiest when they are in their own home, in their own community, rather than being institutionalized, quite truthfully. Mm-hmm. And so one of the services that we can provide is I have a staff person who is a home safety expert, and he can go in, and there's no charge for this. You call and make an appointment, and he can go in and do a home safety inspection in a house and make recommendations on slight modifications or things that could be changed in the home to make it safer as we age. And we're all going to age.
Right.
And that could be as simple as grab bars, an elevated toilet, perhaps widening a doorway or something like that. And then what we can do is if the person who requires these modifications, if they don't have the resources to pay for it, we can connect them up with organizations or state agencies that may or may not, you know, be able to help them. But at least we can get the ball rolling and get people thinking about, you know, some of the things that might keep their loved ones safe at home.
Exactly. And so actually kind of have a two-part question. So you help people.
Oh, only with one.
Only one? Sorry. We'll go one at a time.
Okay, there you go.
So you help with people with disabilities. Is there a particular disability you kind of work with the most? I mean, as far as mental, physical, or tasks, actually kind of goals that you have with these clients as far as like something you do the most, I guess?
I'll tell you the truth. It's a real mixed bag because our organization works through the life spectrum. So we are not age sensitive. So it's you know,
You're talking about everything.
So, you know, 1 in 5 people in the United States will experience a disability in their life. Some folks that will be a lifelong disability. Some folks it will be an acquired disability later on in their life. Some folks will have some sort of an incident, an accident, a medical condition, something that will happen that will change their mobility, their cognitive abilities, those sorts of things. So that has to, you know, that might require some changes in how they go about their day-to-day activities.
Okay.
And so, you know, I guess the short answer is no. The long answer is lots of things.
Yeah, lots of things. Okay. And the second part of my question was, is there something that you, I guess, are not equipped to deal with that you are hoping to work with in the future if you have the resources to do so?
Our building is quite old.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
it's one of the reasons why we do this event is that A lot of our funding comes in very tight boxes. In other words, it's very specific in how we can spend the money. And because we own our own building, we have maintenance costs and things like that that don't necessarily flow into the way our money comes in. And so we are raising money to refurbish our building as well as to continue the work that we're doing with our consumers. But our building is quite old.
Okay. Well, that starts there, is having a good place to work in.
Yes.
And doing the best work you can possibly do.
That's exactly right. And a pleasant environment.
Exactly. And to make it more pleasant, you need money, which is why you're doing Pumpkin Palooza.
Yes.
That is going to be actually a week from today, October 22nd, 10 a.m. to 5.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, it's pretty self-evident in the name. There's a whole lot of pumpkins.
There's
going
a
on.
Lot of pumpkins.
Yeah.
We wanted to have a community-based event where we could get everyone together, and it serves two purposes for us. It's a fundraiser, but it also, to coin the old phrase, it's a friendraiser too, but it gives us an opportunity to have conversations with people who don't necessarily know we exist and, quite truthfully, sometimes don't realize that they could use our services.
Yeah.
You know, and so it gives us an opportunity. We always have a large presence there, as well as we have 70 vendors that come and lots of food and lots of other things, but it gives us an opportunity to interact with the general public so that they might not need us now, but it goes in the back of their heads and then they're like, oh, you know what? There was that group that one time.
Yeah.
And then they start looking for us.
Exactly. And you made me think of a previous interview I did, I think it was about a month ago, with JDRF. They handle type 2 diabetes.
Right.
And they said one thing they do the one walk.
Right.
And they had the big kind of thing they didn't have in mind when they did the event was it would just brought a lot of people with the same condition together.
And
peer
support.
They knew they weren't alone. And I think this is kind of a good event as far as that goes, too, where you have people with disabilities. They don't know if they have resources to help them out. And
Absolutely.
Then they come to Pumpkin Palooza and they think, wait, there's this wonderful organization.
Oh, yes.
That can help me.
And I think sometimes we hear the word disability and we think that's not ever going to be me. And,
right.
you know, think about if you've ever broken a bone or something. You have a disability. It's a temporary disability, but it made it harder to get in the shower, maybe,
mm-hmm.
or to do your daily, you know, any of your tasks for daily living. So a disability is anything, you know, that falls in those parameters. It changes the way you have to do things. And so we really encourage people to kind of broaden their minds because there is a lot of help if you just know where to look.
Yeah, exactly. And you should really look at Pumpkin Palooza. I mean, seriously. October 22nd, 10 a.m. to 5. It's going to be at Victorian Avenue. It's going to have everything. You're going to have live music. You can decorate a pumpkin. Very family friendly, it's looking like. Carnival games and fortune tellers, magicians, face painters, whole bunch of food trucks. I think I was there actually a year ago or the year
excellent.
Before. It was it was fantastic.
Did you see the pumpkin derby races?
I think I did.
It was
exciting.
Yeah, and we have the only pumpkin derby race in the state. So I just want to let everybody know about that.
Seriously, though. And actually, I mentioned it earlier, but national recognition for this thing.
That's right.
Tell me more about that.
The Food Network magazine picked us up. They did a feature in their October issue this year of fall festivals across the country, and they picked one festival from each state that they felt was the highlight, and we were selected to represent the state of Nevada. So Ooh. We were very excited about that.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right. Well, how can people, do people need to get tickets to this? How does the money work as far as getting it to you?
This is a really awesome event in that it's free to the public. You come out. There are no gate fees or anything like that. All of our, one of the cool things is all of our carnival games are human powered. There's nothing electronic that we put out because we really wanted to have an interactive experience.
Mm.
So our staff over the past 6 years has built almost all of our games.
Wow.
So yeah, it's very different. And this event takes about 300 volunteers to put on. We work quite closely with the university in recruiting. If you are interested in being a volunteer, we could still use some help. All you have to do is go to our website, pumpkinpalooza.org, and there's a volunteer tab and you can click on that. But the money flows to us through sponsorships, and it costs 50 cents to play a game. So it's not hugely expensive.
Yeah, not at all.
And, you know, we charge for the vendors to be there, but it's a very affordable day for a family.
All right. Well, it sounds good. It's a good way to celebrate Halloween and it's a good
really
way
is.
To help out.
Oh, we have a great costume parade, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Is there like a costume contest today?
We don't have a contest. What we're doing this year is I didn't want to be a judge.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Who wants to break the heart of a 5-year-old
exactly.
princess?
You don't
you know?
Win.
I don't
yeah.
want to be that person.
Right.
But our costume contest this year is going to end up in the amphitheater on Victorian. And as the kids go in in the amphitheater, each one of them is going to get drawing tickets, and there's going to be drawings for prizes in there, and that's all free as well.
Oh, wow.
And all of the contests that happen in our on our activity stage, so pumpkin pie eating contests all day long, mummy wrapping. We have a new game called Marshmallow Noggins, which is quite funny. And all of those are free. You just go sign up, and when your time comes, you go up and participate. So that's fun, too.
Cool. Well, God forbid people can't go to the event, but if they can't, can't they just donate to you directly?
Absolutely. Just go onto our website or give our office a call. We'd be happy to make that happen.
All right. Beautiful. Well, all right. I think that's all I need to say. Is there anything else you want to add?
You can reach us at 353-3599. It's Northern Nevada Center for Independent Living, and the event is pumpkinpalooza.org.
There we go. Lisa Bonnie, Executive Director for NNCIL. Thank you very much.
Thank you.